Hello, my fabulous radio listeners, and welcome to yet another professional episode of Sex Talk. I'd like to send in code to my producer that he needs to turn like our monitor levels down because it's really loud in here.
That was effective code.
Thank you. Well, that was my code for that. I wanted to meet him out by the bleachers for a little bit of the old reach around. The old reach around. And what? I can't see what you've written to me.
Wow, that turned the monitor way down. Nora merely mentioned that we wanted to say that you're listening to.
Well, you're right, of course.
WRCT, 88.3,
You have to say the city. WRCT, Pittsburgh. You don't need to say the frequency. They know the frequency if they didn't know the frequency.
FCC laws have changed since
like
I was a child.
Gilligan's Island. Well, that's what I was told.
But we digress.
Welcome. Well, the new name of the show is All Your Sex Talk. Oh, I got it wrong.
Well, it's new. You're okay. Take two. The new name of the show is All Your Sex Are Belong to Us.
Thank you.
The meme that's sweeping the nation, or at least the nerdy parts of it.
See, this is why you're both good and bad for me, Dr. Sexopoulos, because I feel like the great comedy teams in history. I think like an image, a Christ-like image, has appeared in the window. I thought that was Christ. Who is that?
I think it's our producer.
No, it's that. No, it's next to my producer. There's a Christ-like image
on a burrito.
No.
You so you're explaining how I was like a bitch goddess.
Famous comedy duos in history. Roland and Martin.
Abbott and Costello. Hitler and Stalin.
Sonny and Cher.
Right.
Oh, wow. I still don't know who you are.
Some bearded hippie has come into the studio.
If you come to the show, you know the rules for coming to the show is that you have to take off your clothes on my command.
Okay.
Okay, good. As long as we're clear on that. All Your Sex Are Belong to Us. Welcome to the show. I would like to re-welcome our very, very, very special undergrad representatives, Chris.
Hello.
Julia.
Hi.
And the Christ Child. I mean, there is kind of a Christ thing going with the hair and the beard. I don't even know who you are.
I'm Neil.
Are you here to kill me?
No.
Are you with First USA? I promise to pay that credit card thing. But. And tonight's very special show is about
sex?
Well, tonight's show is really about changes that we go through as we transition from adolescence to adulthood. You know, college is a very special time. Adolescence is a very special time. And we really are trying to define ourselves, trying to position ourselves with relation to the world, with relation to other people, with a relationship with our parents. And we're really trying to sort of figure out where we fit.
Right. I agree. And what better place to explore that than a college campus?
Exactly. So,
surrounded by your nubile peers and free beer.
So, I asked you this, Julia, before we started, and you didn't quite answer me. I'm going to ask you now. What commitment have you made to – what sexual act have you committed to do before you graduate to try at least once?
Oh, well, I had this idea of, like, a tour of campus thing.
I'm liking that.
I've been scoping out spots, and Valentine's Day rains, so it kind of, like – ruin those plans, but I'd really like to do like the tour of campus. Like,
so you mean have sex with different people from every building?
No. Just like give my boyfriend a tour of like this is Sire, this is a cluster.
Oh, I see.
Like
I see. I think you should have the sex act theme too. Like
so you go to university.
This thing in Franklin Hall. Or
well, I thought you were going to go to like you know Warner Hall and have sex with President Cohen and go to. Boy, man, if he ever hears the show, he's going to shut us down so quick. It's scary.
So what spots have you picked out?
Well, okay. Always my studio, because I'm in design, and it gets really empty there, like, late at night, so I thought that'd be a good one, and it's indoors. But
so
also...
Where specifically in the studio? Are we talking, like, you bent over the table?
I don't know. I heard that someone else has done it, like,
picture.
On the floor, but now the floor of the studio is, like, really, really dirty, so we have all these nice big tables.
Because, like, people are screwing there on a regular basis.
Yeah, it's just, like, really nasty on the floor now, kind of sticky.
I had sex on the darkroom floor once as an undergrad, which was awful since both she and I broke out of this horrible rash for, like, next week.
In the
spilled chemicals.
And is this in the tartan? The dark room there?
No. I went to a different undergraduate institution. So.
Oh, okay.
What was the name of that institution?
Yale School of Applied Reaganomics and Small Motor Repair.
Wow. So I mean, if you have classmates that know you, I bet they're all installing their like hidden webcams right now in order to capture this. So what kind of design is this? I mean, are there like – I'm kind of thinking that you're the kind of young woman who would like to paint her entire body with like – latex paint before having sex, and then.
Wow.
I don't think it's a good idea. Have you seen James Bond with like the gold women?
The gold,
urban legend.
They all asphyxiate.
Urban legend, complete fiction.
No. Dr. Sexopolis is the perfect urban legend detector.
Well, have
so
you done
can't,
it?
It doesn't require me personally to do it to know the truth of the matter, right? Like I have never personally jumped from a plane.
Right, or measured, you know, the sort of atomic weight of
hydrogen,
boron.
Boron, right? But I can trust the experts. No, you do not suffocate. You don't breathe through your skin. The worst that could happen to you would be hyperthermia. That is, you would overheat because you might lose the ability to regulate your body temperature through sweat. But
so liquids. Neil, before we get to the whole this is my body, this is my blood thing, it looks like you had something to say regarding sex on campus. What is your
take?
Fantasy?
My fantasy?
Light in here.
So I don't actually have any sex on campus.
Do you do it all off campus?
No. I have no sex anywhere all the time. I'm okay.
So you're okay with not having sex anytime, anywhere, all the time?
Actually, yes. Yeah, pretty much.
It's too dark. So like as the Christ figure, you don't think that's good to send to the disciples or...
Well, he did hang out with hookers, remember, so I think Christ was okay with sex.
Yeah.
Maybe he's like carrying on his mother's tradition or something. Like
it was Paul that messed it all up. He was the one who was.
And I mean, think about Jesus as a kid. I mean, Jesus masturbated. Let me tell you.
How do you know?
There's
this?
No biblical source for that.
Jesus was 14 at some point in time.
So all 14-year-olds masturbate? I can't dispute that from personal experience.
I mean, on average, all 14-year-olds masturbated, but I think I masturbated for enough for my entire block, right? So I'm sure that sort of averages out.
So, is there anywhere in particular on campus you'd like to have sex, if you ever had sex?
This studio is pretty nice.
Okay, so there's...
I padded wall fantasy.
Yep.
Hey, these acoustic tiles are like $10,000. I'm serious. So don't be spooging on my tiles.
We interrupted Christ. So where would you like to plant your holy seed?
Okay.
Before you smite us.
All right, yeah. The only place that I've really wanted to go for, and this is a long-term kind of... thing. This is since high school. You know, around this time of year, springtime, the track team is doing their thing.
Oh, I'm liking
that. Out on the field. And they have those high jump pits set up. They get the big mats set up.
Uh-huh.
And just out on those big, soft mats.
So they're leaping over you like little gazelles and spreading their legs.
I was actually thinking about it at night.
Oh.
I like a doctor or DJ.
DJ your bomb. It's so
DJ launch every zig. his idea better with like the track team actually jumping over you like a herd of sexed up gazelles. So anyway, back to you, Julia, in your twisted little fantasy world. So after having sex in your studio. Like the depraved design major you are. What else is next on your Cirque de Sex?
Are you industrial design or commercial design?
Freshman design. We don't have to decide yet.
Interesting.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Is there a sexual difference?
I think
industrial design would be more for like the old Coke plant, perhaps, and the commercial design at Target?
You know, there's more stuff in the industrial design studio. They do more 3D... stuff, so maybe there'd be, you know,
wax
some
castings involved.
Yeah, some extra resources you could use.
I suppose you could use that.
Good to keep in mind for my decision.
I suppose you could just use that Rotring 00 fine point, right? Some
I didn't understand that reference actually.
I did.
Okay. So anyway, I keep on interrupting Julia.
Oh,
sex,
where's next?
Who, where?
Well, in like Porter Baker Hall, the stairway there, it like spirals
nice
up around. It's very beautiful. So I thought that would be a great
I mean,
place.
How? Just like on the stairs?
Why
or
not?
Sliding down the banister together or something?
No, there's not really a banister. Like halfway up, there's kind of like this window alcove, but
oh, yeah.
Stairway's fine with me also.
Okay. You're being awful quiet, Chris, other than clearing your throat. Do you have any...
positions or what?
Locations.
I was actually thinking the Margaret Morrison Rotunda. You know that the circular thing? I think
that would
be fun out in front there. Or maybe on those cubes in front of Ween. I think that would be a little crazy.
You know, actually, the artists that constructed those cubes, there's actually a legend on campus that before they were complete, these students had sex in the cubes and fell inside, and they were welded in there.
Entombed forever.
Well, that they didn't die. They actually had sex in there. There's a whole community of people living in those cubes.
So before one of them graduated, I was trying to convince two of my friends. Actually, they have been guests on this show, buried very deep in his girlfriend, Lorraine. Mm. Like, I was trying to convince them to have sex in the habit trail connecting Ween and Newell Simon Hall in the Raj Mahal. I figured that'd be, like, a really good location for sex, although the logistics are difficult.
Well, it would be really neat. You know, like, some places in the gay community, some places just sort of somehow just become gay cruisy spots and like, they become, like, you know.
The Doherty Hall bathroom.
University bathrooms. We've got a call.
Supreme Court Chamber.
Campus police. hello, is the caller there?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, thanks so much for calling in.
No problem.
Did you have a comment, question, or concern?
I was thinking sex on the playground would be really cool.
Oh, that's...
I think that's a great
making
idea.
Making me uncomfortable.
Wow.
No, yeah, on the playground. I think it'd be great.
Which playground? Yeah. Anyone in specific?
I'm rather partial to the one on...
the one across the bridge?
Yeah.
Like with the little kids there, or like
no,
at night
they're
activity?
Gone. Like it's supposed to shut at like 7.
Bridge. What bridge?
Like in Shenley Park, you go like across the bridge, right there on the right.
It's great.
It's got like the spongy
the dinosaurs
ground.
And all that.
Yeah, I see the ultimate frisbee team practicing there sometimes at night.
At night?
Yeah, mm-hmm. They do. They're kind of hot actually.
Well, I live near there, so I walk by that way sometimes coming to campus.
What time at night? Like, is there a time?
My cameras are always there.
Maybe they'll join in.
I just thought I'd give that little...
It's fascinating. So the question, I want to probe this just a little bit deeper. Do you imagine having sex with a partner or just with, like, the giant, beastly dinosaurs?
Oh, I have someone in mind.
A real person?
A real person.
George W. Bush?
No. It's a real person.
Zachary Taylor?
Are you going to share this person with us?
Nah.
No, you have entered into our web of, I don't know, intrigue? Innuendo? You have to tell us. It's the law.
Take off an
I'd be willing to be the person. I think a playground sounds cool.
You want to have sex with the caller? Wow. I'm sensing an opportunity here, caller. A red hot opportunity.
I think that would be great.
Okay.
Well, we have a love connection.
Excellent. That's what we're
trying
all about.
Trying to like.
Spreading the joy.
Okay.
Spreading your legs.
Okay.
Why don't you call back later?
Leave your number with our producer, and we'll have you hooked up with
the lovely and talented Julia.
Cool. All right.
Okay, well, thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you. All right. Toodles.
Call in again. Toodles.
Bye.
By the way, if...
I'd like to have sex on the playground too, Julia.
Wow, shut down. That was harsh. Not a single... Man, I haven't been...
Not with you.
I actually want to remind our listeners that the phone number in the studio is
8WRCC.
You've just thrown me. Neil, you're already on thin ice with me.
It's printed on the wall if you can't.
It's not. I was waiting for my...
He's a professional here. Watch it, you.
Let's just start. It's just... We've got a call. Hello, Carla.
Good. Hi.
Thank you for calling in.
I would like to ask a question.
All right.
Please.
Yes. He's here. I just have a new, sort of like a sexual partner right now.
All right.
Sort of.
He's there for, you know, physical needs only. but
good
I was just wondering if you guys have any, like, creative recommendations, you know, just to, like, keep him interested. Because, you know, we're burning up very quickly, you know.
You're worried about keeping him interested, or you're worried about keeping yourself kind of stimulated?
You know, kind of both.
I think the role-playing thing would, you know, doctor, nurse, secretary, boss sort of thing, keep things
really?
New and alive.
Captain Kirk and
Penelope. I don't go in for that.
No fantasy?
Okay. Well, no, another thing is he's very feminine, so.
Oh.
The dangerous public sex is always good, too. Like, sex in the library has been a favorite of mine.
Yeah. Also,
If he's very feminine, he might like penetration, so maybe you want to don a strap-on and...
I wouldn't dive into the whole 9-inch... Like long dong silver strap.
Well,
right?
but let's wait for
long
the caller's
reaction. Anonymous.
Wait for the.
Nothing good.
I'm curious about the caller's reaction. You know, have you tried reversing roles and penetrating?
No. You know, we've just been sort of, you know, going through the basics right now.
Well, yeah, like it's always a good place to start. Like a little bit of rimming, a little bit of finger action.
Interesting.
The prostate is the male species' most underused Okay. Sex.
Not for gay males.
Are there any other, like, erogenous zones you recommend, like, besides the penis?
The penis?
Yeah, besides the penis. I mean, that's the obvious.
What have you considered the penis? Well, men have nipples, too, don't forget.
What?
The nipple thing doesn't really... some men really like the nipple stimulation, although, personally, the nipple thing doesn't do a whole lot for me.
Okay. What about ears?
These things
moderation.
Really vary. Like, once you get away from the general penis area, like, it's all up in the air, you know?
Okay.
You know,
although,
some guys do, some guys don't.
We did have a guest who gave me, like, put her tongue in my ear during the show, and I still, that sensation still sends shivers
your
up
mind.
My...
Okay.
That's pretty arousing. It depends. You know, you don't want to turn him gay. Like, all too many women...
That's okay. More for our team. That's what I'm talking about.
Depends. You know, send in a picture, and then we'll have to decide.
here's another suggestion, if I may be so bold. Like I said, the whole public sex thing. Maybe this is, maybe I'm just projecting a bit here, right? But, like...
Right.
So you can wear a skirt and no underwear, which makes the whole public sex thing extremely easy.
Oh, wow, that's a good idea.
For a surprise, too. Let's go for a walk in the park. It's a sunny day, honey.
Yeah.
And then you find a secluded place and you up against
the
tree.
Because I was going to hang out with him tonight, but, like, didn't come through.
Mm.
But, I don't know, yeah, that's an idea. Like, little changes in, like, the wardrobe going on there.
Is your boyfriend's name Neil?
What?
I had a theory your boyfriend might be in the studio with us.
No.
No, okay, good.
Oh, dear.
Well,
he's busy. He's got his mouth full.
Interesting. Whoa.
That's the
okay,
other
Okay, well, thank you, guys.
But there's one more thing that you're all sort of shying away from, which is, you know, as a gay man, my gateway to pleasure is definitely...
the penis?
Anal.
Anal sex.
Right.
And so my most powerful orgasms come from a combination of anal stimulation and then, you know... penile stimulation, and so as a straight couple, I mean, I don't know what your whole like deal is, and I don't know what your barriers are.
Right.
But if he's into that, you know, and you're sort of a willing partner, I think you will definitely bring him to the next level by
attain the next level of like sexual consciousness.
Yes. And enlightenment.
And if he's somewhat feminine, as you said, like never underestimate the power, the sexual power of just being aggressive.
Gotcha. Okay.
Just like...
Well, no, he's dead sexy. He's just, like, a little bit feminine.
No. I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Like, never underestimate the power of just being an aggressive woman. Like, that can be a big turn on.
Grab his penis and say, this is mine now.
Okay. That's an idea. All right, I'll give that a try.
Just make sure there's not a knife in the other hand.
Wait.
Oh, okay.
Water sports?
Well, I think Neil's having some kind of...
Yeah, I know.
The
college voice seemed to remind me of... somebody else, but
voice
I'm sure
it's out of your fantasy life,
it's,
maybe.
It's just a uncanny coincidence.
Mm.
Weird. All right, well, I hope we've helped.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm sure you have.
Thanks.
Call back next week and tell us how it all came out.
All right, great. Thank
you so much for calling. If other people want to call in, and this is my special moment, don't piss me off, the phone number in the studio is 621-9728. That's 621-WRCT. I actually have a public service announcement that I would like to read. And so prepare yourselves. Eclipse, that's Eclipse with a K, a new under-25 dance club experience, will have its premiere party on Saturday, March 10th, at Level. And that's at 333 4th Avenue in Pittsburgh, downtown Pittsburgh, 333 4th Avenue. You can take the bus there or whatever, from 8 p.m. to midnight, Saturday, March 10th. The event is being sponsored by the Youth Collaborative, which is a joint project of the Gay and Lesbian Community Center of Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh AIDS Task Force, and the Youth Empowerment Project, which is a special outreach program of the Pitt Men's Study at the University of Pittsburgh. Eclipse will be a drug and alcohol-free event, which means I'm not going. Admission to Eclipse will be $3 in advance and $5 at the door. I'm just kidding. Of course it's great. It's drug and alcohol-free. It's a wonderful thing. The Youth Collaborative seeks to create fun social spaces for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered teens, young adults, and their friends. For more information, call Lindsay Sickler at 412-383-2940. I'm going to give that number again, 412-383-2940. This is Eclipse, March 10th at Level, which is downtown, 333 4th Avenue.
We're getting a kickback from then, right?
Well, it's under 25, but they said I could lay that me in, and
so definitely kickbacks for you.
Yeah, definitely. And I've got diplomatic immunity now, so you know, anywhere these Roman hands go.
So we were talking about sex outside.
Yes, I was going to dramatically change course.
Because
Chris was talking earlier about we were talking about, I introduced the show as being about sort of transitions. And Chris, before the show, was talking about a special transition that he underwent last week on Valentine's Day. Now, I'm not talking about losing your anal virginity. I believe that you're saving that for
me. I'm saving that, yeah. After the show, we're going to,
Whoa.
Stay in the studio.
Visit
Mr. Rogers on that one. But
oh, my God.
Mr. McFeely, don't you mean?
I don't know what I meant.
E-delivery?
We on the show have nothing but respect for Fred Rogers. It's just
he retired this year. Right?
Joking.
Pittsburgh's own. Right?
Under anyway. A cloud of...
The correct term is death.
Sorry. So, Chris, tell us about that.
So, I wasn't out to my parents because they're a little tight, not only in the sexual region, but politics. They're generally very conservative people.
Yeah, I mean, so I have to ask a question already. I hate to interrupt your story, but, like, you know, I look at you,
I have some of the typical gay attributes.
Your flame is set to 11, extra bright.
Yeah,
right?
I'm burning bright. the thing is, like, that's one of the reasons that I wanted to come out because I was straight at home. You know, you always check yourself to make sure your legs aren't crossed funny and you're not talking with your hands and you don't have a limp wrist, blah, 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 blah. Mm. And so that was just really uncomfortable, especially after coming to CMU and being totally out of the closet for 3 months and being who I am.
You have to sort of repeat yourself because now our listeners don't know what you're talking about. Back 7 seconds.
Right.
You have to sort of repeat yourself because now our listeners don't know what you're talking about. Back 7 seconds.
Right.
After being
at CMU for 3 months and being totally out of the closet and going home over Christmas break for a month, it was just very uncomfortable because you're always double-checking yourself and making sure that you're acting straight because that's how my parents know me and that's how, you know, I grew up, even though that's totally not me at all. I think I really, found myself when I came to Carnegie Mellon and could be out of the closet totally.
Could you just do that found myself thing again? That was actually very gay.
right. When looking at my parents, my mother is the easier one to tell. And I guess I don't know. I think that's the case for a lot of people because they're your mother and they're not your cold, twisted, demented father or something like that. And so I called her on Valentine's Day just to give her a little, hey, what's going on? You know, you have to love me even though I'm gay. And give her a real guilt trip if she's like, okay, you're not coming home anymore. But she was really supportive and it was really good. I didn't tell her, I've had sex and I'm, going out on dates and going to Pegasus because that would just totally freak her out right now.
So did you use the word spooge hog?
I did not use the word cum guzzling ferret.
Ferret?
Ferret. No, I really didn't.
Did she use the word cum guzzling?
My producer's looking at me. Is that a bad word?
It was used for an educational
reference. She said she's known for like a year and a half or so.
Really?
Yeah.
What's her evidence?
It turns out that my mother is quite the snoop, and she's been going through my found my Playgirls and the gay porn on the computer. So.
Why didn't she tell you about it?
Like, yeah, that's what I asked her. I was like, you could have just confronted me and be like,
save me the trouble.
Yeah, because it takes a lot of courage to say, Mom, I'm gay.
Well, yeah, okay, but I mean, it may take the same amount of courage on her side to say.
Oh, yeah. And she's like, I didn't know if you were comfortable with it, blah, blah, blah. And I think, it was the right thing for me to tell her instead of the other way around, because what if I was straight? It'd be like, you think I'm gay? It's like an affront or whatever.
The fate of my friend Chris, called Queerfish all his life, friends with all the girls. Parents still think he's gay. They'd be so happy when, I'd come over and, just hang out, because they'd be like, oh, are you Chris's girlfriend now? You think you could be Chris's girlfriend?
If your parents name their child Queerfish, what do they think is going to happen?
We're interrupting your story.
Women of your mother's generation don't know how to use computers. This whole story
No, she's a computer programmer.
Smells to high heaven.
So she knows what's going on.
Okay.
I apparently didn't delete enough cookies when I was going through the directory there. I got to be a little more careful. But it's good because
it has implanted some kind of like anti-gay virus in your operating system.
If it sees penis, it deletes it.
Right. change all of your instant messages to like something like the exact opposite. Like, hi, this is your friend Brenda. I want you to
plunge deeply into my vagina.
Well, that's one of the things that was really uncomfortable. Like, my dad, like, he's just so totally out of phase with what's going on in my life. Like, I go out with girls, and I'm friends with girls. He's like, oh, you're going out with that girl, this girl. You know, you're going to get a girlfriend. What about her? She's really pretty. I'm like, yeah, right. No interest.
Swap makeup tips.
Yeah. We go out and do each other's hair and check out guys together.
You know, I hope for our, like, zero adult listeners that are out there, I hope I hope this is striking a chord with you and you should not be doing this to your kid.
I was actually talking to one of my friends, and he's not out to his parents yet, but his parents must know because his mother was like, she told him, basically, I don't care if you're gay or straight, we're still going to love you, nothing's going to change, whatever. And, like, I think every parent should do that at some point in their kid's life. Mm. I mean, even if you think that they're straight, they might not be. They might just be totally screwing with you.
Mm. And it might make, like, a lot more of the sort of the hot straight guys think they can sort of go by for a while, which would really kind of help me out.
Yeah. I definitely think that every straight hot guy out there needs to try a bisexual experience, preferably with me. I have email. I have a dorm room. My roommate's usually not home, and he can be persuaded to leave for a couple dollars. So.
That's like another way of paying for sex. It's not paying the other guy. It's like
paying for a hotel room. Yeah, it's a little better up than a hotel room because you can wash the cum stains out of your own sheets instead of having the maid do it for you.
You're much riper this show than the last. I'm glad to see you've opened up a bit.
Yeah, I'm punishing you. Take off an article of clothing.
No.
See how easy you want me to do it.
You were last week. Last time I said that.
Well, I was down to my boxers or my briefs last week.
You reached.
Maybe your power only extends to women. Because on the last show, right? Like, you managed to get a woman to take her shirt and bra off.
Yeah, that was. Just with some. Saw her breasts.
Kind of mind suggestion.
I know. I'm trying to be more confident in my suggestions so that people don't even think to disobey me. Did you say Dune?
Dune?
The movie or read the
no.
book?
No.
I have the,
are you using your weirding ways?
Dune is a fabulous science fiction novel. Anyway.
But one of the things, my parents are supposedly coming out next Friday because we have mid-semester break.
Wow, you must have had a big impact on them with their
Yeah, they're like trying to save me from the gay scene. My mother's...
Oh my God, you missed this joke, but anyway. Coming out next Friday.
Yeah.
So wait, did you tell your dad?
No. See, that's the thing. That's like...
But your dad knows, right? I'm sure your mom told him.
No. She's not telling him. I mean, I can assume that she did, but... So, my room is really, like, queered up, like, rainbow. like when my parents would come out or, like, my relatives, you know, I'd straighten up the room. That's in quotation marks. Get rid of all the rainbows and, you know, the I'm a fag on the wall, you know. We got rid of that.
Yeah.
And so.
Indigo Girls albums.
Yeah, Tori came down off the wall and Madonna was put away.
Oh, is Tori a gay thing?
Tori Spelling or Tori Amos?
Tori Amos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh, okay.
Oh, really?
Well, it's
you
like...
You guys are like, I'm going to go home and burn my albums.
It's like, or Ani. I mean, Angry Dyke music. I mean, that's what that is, the genre.
Is Tori Amos a lesbian?
No. But
no.
It's still classified under Angry Dyke music, I think.
Well, I'll check the WR.
I mean, I love her. I love it. Don't get me wrong. But
I mean, she's a hottie. I didn't realize she was considered gay music.
Yeah, she definitely is femi music.
Dr. Sexopoulos only has... There's only about 7 topics that he can still masturbate successfully to.
I know. Now you're just shocked.
You're not ruining his dream.
Wonder Woman was a lesbian, too.
Don't tell me. Yeah, you better not be dissing Barbara Streisand. What about her? You better not tell me anything ugly about her or Bette Midler.
So she's like, oh, you should just leave all that stuff up on your walls so that way he'll get, like, maybe some subliminal messages or whatever. Because, like, if my dad saw a rainbow on my wall, he wouldn't make the connection that I was gay. He'd just be like, oh, he likes rainbows. He likes pretty colors, you know.
One of those shirts that say, I like boys. Have you seen that?
Yeah, oh, my God. When we were at the club the other night, I saw a shirt that said, I love boys. And in the heart there was a word that might start with F in the middle. It was really, really
–
friends. I friends boys. Yeah.
That might get the point across.
Yeah, yes, it would. But she's like, oh, you should just leave that stuff up on the walls. And, like, I have an ad from the Tartan where it says, you know, I'm gay. Little pictures of us, and I'm in my Boy Scout uniform proclaiming I'm gay. I was like, I think that might be a little too obvious. He might not be able to look past that one and say, oh, he just likes pictures, you know. But so she's still a little weirded out. Like, she said if I brought a guy home, she'd be like, you know what I mean?
Well, if you had sex in your parents' bed, that might be kind of gross for them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, she said she's just uncomfortable with the fact that I may be having sex. Like, I don't think it necessarily matters that it's with a guy or a girl. Like, she just doesn't want me to have sex. And that's just totally unrealistic. Like, I mean, come on.
It's really reasonable of her, though.
That's parents, right?
Yeah, yeah. They're a little tight.
It's
so
realistic if it's my growing up. I mean.
Yeah. What are you going to do about it?
Well, I mean, congratulations. That was very courageous.
Yeah, it's like, I recommend coming out to your parents because...
Yeah, but I have an 8-hour car ride coming up. Like, when I get picked up for break,
I've got
8 hours in the car. Like, do you tell her at the beginning or, like, right when you get home?
See, that's why I told them now so that she can deal with it for, like, a month and a half before I go home for spring break.
You tell her, like, right when you get home, like, 15 minutes before you arrive at your house, you know you're going to end up sitting in the car for another half hour going, so what does that mean, Julia?
You like women?
Well, okay, slow down, Julia. I mean, first of all, like, you, Dick Van Patten, and the rest of the 8 isn't enough family. You've already told us you have a perfect family, so, like, are they even going to be bothered by this, or they'll be like, whatever.
They'll be like, okay, dear.
Oh, okay, dear.
It doesn't mean you're going to stop shaving your legs, does it?
Roll me another joint, dear.
mean, they're not that cool.
Okay. Not that we on the station believe that
drug
use is cool. In fact,
because
it's not cool.
Because clearly the government knows what's best for us.
Yes, all the time.
These bombs are... What'd you
all your base.
All your base.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You saw that on the side of Ween, right? Some
all your
industries undergraduates wrote that in chalk letters, huge chalk letters.
How did they get up there to write it?
Bolt cutters.
Secret elevator.
Bukkake.
I was going to say, speaking of bukkake...
Well, you can go that way if you want. I actually had a...
We have some listener mail that we can answer later.
Oh, wow.
Well, I just wanted to remind you we have some
mails.
Or email.
I just wanted to quickly ask, I didn't know if I got this from your story. Is there a plan to tell Dad when he comes for mid-semester break?
No, not necessarily. There's a plan to, like... this is what my mother recommended. She's like, you shouldn't tell him, like, on a Sunday night because then he has to, like, go to work the next morning. She's like, you should call... And she doesn't want me to tell him while he's at home because then he might, like, flip out and, like, go crazy. She's like, you should call him on Friday, right? Like, Friday at work, right before he's about to go home, so he has, like, a half-hour car ride to, like, plactify and, like, be mellowed out. Like, I think I was like, you know, just get him some pot, let him smoke, he'll be cool, and he can deal with this a lot better. But they don't have – they're not into the drug thing either.
The drug use you're advocating would be either medicinal marijuana.
Yeah, yeah, definitely medicinal or just to feel good or medicinal, yeah.
Okay. Wow, at work, though, that could cause, like, untold problems. He has it on speakerphone. The boss is in there.
Yeah, I mean, there's like a 100-car pileup on the New Jersey Turnpike. You know, I'm not sure.
You'll know why. It's all my fault.
Gayness reaches out its icy hand.
Icy hand of death.
Right. Claims out a victim through the car crash.
Well, that's all interesting. I mean, as Dr. Sexopoulos suggested, we do have some viewer mail. We are actually going to ask you, our panel,
right,
some of our questions from our viewer mail, and also some we have some questions, sort of moral quandaries we're going to present to you. And the way this works is if you get the moral quandary substantially incorrect, you have to take off an article of clothing. If you get it right, two articles of clothing. Okay. So,
wait, who's defining whether it's right or wrong?
I think that would be mine.
so we're damned if we do, damned if we don't, well,
I when life hands you lemons, you make lemonade. I think you should try to... you know, have as much fun with the disrobing as possible. I mean, it's going to be...
Okay, I've got 7.
Right, I was going to say, Julia has the right attitude. She's counting items of clothing.
Okay, so I'm counting glasses, watch,
can
bracelet.
Can we count glasses? Like,
no, that is not
separately?
Clothing. Can you buy it at a clothing store? No.
Yeah. Salvation Army is a clothing store.
I shouldn't have done this during the... There's so much layers in here. I should not have done this during the cold months.
No, exactly. Definitely the summer activity.
Julia, next time you come here, I want you in a unitard. So, Dr. Saxopoulos, would you like to proceed with your sick little experiment?
Sure. So, actually, this is a pretty original question. I'll start with this one first. This should get some discussion going. I'm a recently divorced 27-year-old single mother living in Wexford. Since my divorce, I've gone a little wild and started...
Wexford,
this
could be from Christina Aguilera herself.
She's not a divorced 27-year-old mother.
And she's a virgin.
That would be...
Oh, no, Britney Spears is a virgin.
Whatever. Britney's a skank.
Since my divorce, I've gone a little bit wild and started seeing lots of guys. However, I'm a little bit unsure of some of my sexual techniques, and the other women at the place where I work aren't very helpful. For example, my boyfriends never complain, but I get the feeling they're not completely satisfied with my oral sex technique. I've heard gay men know it all, and since they can evaluate their own technique, I'm asking them for help.
The flexible ones.
DJ 2000.
Autofellatio.
DJ 2000, as a gay man who has surely dispensed and received hundreds, if not thousands, of oral hand drops, do you have any sex advice for the single mother?
I'm actually going to hand this right to our panel of experts.
Distinguished panel of experts.
I mean, I have my own... preferences in this area, but now which of you, Julie or Chris, has actually given more
it's totally me because Julie does not advocate the blowjob thing.
I do not do that.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
Julie, you're shattering all my perceptions. All my
I
thought you were
that.
The perfect woman until this
I
moment.
Don't do that.
She's missing some of the parts
you can take the girl out of the suburb.
No. Suburban girls are okay with it. But may I ask you
why?
The Fox Chapel girls are... I think our producer is looking at you like you're not talking into your microphone and he's in rage.
Oh, sorry.
I know
talk
that
straight
look.
Into the mic like this.
Right.
Or gay into the mic.
I know that look. See how I position my head with my hand so I'm unable to move my body at all.
He's professional.
Right.
Yeah. Don't that's look why at me. Chris sat across.
That's why I had it set across so I get the whole field of view.
I thought this was going to be okay, except now he's sitting right there.
Keep your mouth a constant...
Okay, so the most important thing that women probably don't know about giving a blowjob...
I'm sorry, hang on a second. Producer, can you turn off Neil? I don't even know who Neil why he's here, but can you turn off his microphone while he fixes it? Because he's like parsing my buzz here. Pot it down, he'll fix it, and then we can pot it back up. Okay, go ahead. Chris.
Okay, so one of the things that women don't know, well, actually there's a couple of things. The first one is you just don't go up and down on the shaft. There's an actual sucking motion involved. You have to like build up some inner mouth dick pressure there.
You're in your potty mouth.
I'm sorry. Was that a bad word?
Oh, I don't know.
Penis. I'll say penis from now on. Is penis a better word?
Works for me. Sure. So as we learned on Mission to Mars, the suction, lack of atmosphere.
You need
so
suction.
Okay.
And also, like, I don't think women know that they need to use their tongue a lot, especially around like the underside of the
need to, need not,
tip.
Is that a needn't?
Need to. They don't make use of the tongue, and you've got the tongue. You've got. You need to make use of that. And see, I think a lot of the problem is like this: the woman needs to be asking her man, and the same way, like if a man's going out with a girl, ask them. You know, what am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? How can I pleasure you better?
Just like they said in the wonderful Chasing Amy, the one character said, "I like my oral sex like I like the Weather Channel: constant updates."
That's exactly right.
It's important to give feedback all the time.
Yeah.
Open lines of communication.
Like Julia, you are banned from speaking because you have denied all future sex partners the pleasure of fellatio, and.
That's an important pleasure.
And, you know...
You expect oral sex from your boyfriends, though.
If I had the power to smite you right now, I would. What's going on with that? Talk to me.
Is it just icky?
You hate the penis,
no,
don't
you? No, he is not icky, and I do not hate penis.
You hate the penis.
You must hate the penis.
No.
Okay, tell us.
Tell you what?
So let's go back to...
Do you like
intercourse?
Yeah, I like sex.
Do you like... Well, okay. But in
vaginal sex.
Oral sex.
Right, in the post-Clinton era, we have to be a little bit careful about that word, sex,
oh.
No, don't we?
Oh.
So you like penile, vaginal.
Yes.
Stimulation.
In the dark, eyes closed.
No.
Rigidly.
No.
Thinking of the Mayflower.
Through the
sheet.
You only have sex for conceptual purposes, right?
Hand jobs? Are hand jobs okay?
Yeah.
Does your boyfriend perform oral sex on you? That's the key question.
Yes.
Like minus 10, right? I mean,
like if one could come up with a stereotype of the world's worst.
No, but you know what? I think that's okay because I have one of my friends who doesn't enjoy rimming. Rimming's a good word. Okay.
I don't know. George Bush said it during his inaugural address.
About a dozen times.
One of my friends doesn't like giving rim jobs and. his partner.
He's on my list, too. He's, like, totally X'd off.
Yeah,
has he tried Citrusil?
I don't know about that. But I was thinking, well, just use a dental dam, right? I mean, it's all good.
It's, well, but...
You're missing out.
You're missing out.
Yeah.
The tongue is ridged for his pleasure.
Sounds like a commercial.
Really?
Ridged for his pleasure. But no, I think it's okay to give and not receive and receive and not give. It's just like whatever you're comfortable with your partner.
If Terry was here, Terry doesn't give blowjobs either.
What? What?
That's like a lie.
I can't believe that.
It's true.
If
Terry
it's
only
man
gets.
Any man in the world who I would see and think, oh, he gives blowjobs. It
exactly.
would be Terry.
No, Terry gets.
Any man in the world I would
has say. Anal sex. He likes that. A lot.
Receiving.
He likes receiving. He's definitely a bottom boy. Mm. And I hope he's listening to this because he's not here, the bastard. So
that was a bad word.
Well, no.
We like bastard, I think.
Bastard's a...
His parents aren't
sure?
married. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's a technical term.
I think.
But he won't, wow. What's up with this? Like,
I don't understand.
Don't like
see,
casual sex, he won't give blowjobs.
I enjoy giving a blowjob. It's fun.
Vision of
it's good.
It's ironic because I actually prefer giving a blowjob to receiving a blowjob.
Yeah, I definitely think that. I like that too. I'd rather, yeah.
It's interesting.
But also another thing for that woman or whatever, like if your guy is like, you feel his muscles tensing and like he's moaning and withering, you're doing something right. This is a good sign. You want this to be happening.
Right.
And like if it goes limp in your mouth, then you have a problem.
Or if he's whimpering and saying, you know, stop it, daddy.
No teeth. That's a bad comment.
Yeah, no teeth. Absolutely no teeth.
Yeah. Absolutely no teeth down there.
Unless you're getting a little crazy or a little teeth might be kind of.
Yeah.
But, you know,
a little teeth
very,
up and down on the shaft
very,
can be.
Okay, the phone's ringing off the hook here. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Hello, is the caller on the air?
Hi.
Hi, thanks so much for calling in.
Sure, no problem.
Did you have a question, comment, or concern? Were you here to talk about Terry? Or
I just wondered if I could get some Jell-O, maybe, like, before Julia goes home.
What does he mean?
I have no idea.
Is that code for you're a stalker and we need to call campus security?
No, I was just wondering if she could stop by and bring some Jell-O on her way home.
Yeah,
okay.
That's really great. Okay, thank you so much for calling in. I think we're going to move on to the next caller.
Oh, come on now. I just want some Jell-O.
I'm sure you do.
For what
But
purposes?
The phone's ringing off the hook here.
We have to
keep
move
moving.
On. So, you know, being a vegan, as I am, I'm actually opposed to...
Vegan?
Vegan.
Or vegan?
Is there a difference?
Well, vegan would be somebody from Vega. the blue-white supergiant.
Another tip for this woman. Do you want to know this? Don't spit back into the guy's crotch area.
Spit?
Ew.
That's bad. Bad
you
news.
Have
I've never even heard of somebody doing that.
That's not a sign of respect.
No, that's not. And it's okay. It's okay if you don't necessarily want to swallow what he
if
gives
it
you.
It out of your mouth. It,
but don't spit back. Like, just like casually take a napkin and get rid of it. Like, but if you spit back into his pubic hair, that is just the most repulsive thing you can ever imagine.
Well,
trying to get it out of there. Whoa.
You're telling me. Okay.
I have
another
to recommend
call.
That someone I know likes to give blowjobs in the shower. Because then it's really easy to just, like, spit, and it's, like, not a big deal.
Okay, I'm sorry, going to suppress you there for a second. Is the caller in the air? And if you talk about Jell-O, I'm coming after you.
What's up?
How's it going?
Hey, Terry.
Terry, talk to me. True or false, you do not give blowjobs?
I do give blowjobs recently.
I knew it.
I don't
As
like
in,
it.
Like, after we
like
started talking
20 minutes ago?
You don't like to?
It's a very intimate thing. Like, I actually started liking it now.
Interesting.
Well, good for you.
Well, I thought you told me that when this New Jersey stockbroker came over, this 43-year-old man, you were, like, down on him like yesterday's tamales.
Well, I wasn't going to give him my ass.
You were sorry? I couldn't hear you?
I'm not going to, like, give my virginity up to someone who's just, like, a trick.
That's true.
Okay, Terry, we got people lined up around the block.
Wait, can I ask you if this was just kind of some green eggs and ham thing, like you tried it, then you liked it? The whole blowjobs, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, I get your metaphor.
Yeah.
The well, Dr. Seuss thing was tricky.
No, I knew I liked it before I tried it.
It's because I love him now.
Wow, that's very sweet. Well, that's good. I hope you're having a good time, Terry, because you are missing out on the fun here
Happy
tonight.
Happy anniversary.
I'm sitting here, nothing but my briefs, honey. You're missing out on a good orgy time down here.
Yeah, and he's been doing his crunchies lately because he has abs of steel.
And they're shaved abs of steel, let me tell you.
I've seen them, don't worry. Okay, well, let's y'all get to your program now.
Thanks for calling, Terry.
Okay.
Thank you. See, again, another myth shatter. We actually have another person on queue that I'd like to get to right now. So, hello, is a caller in the air? Oh, hung up on us.
Wow, phones are going crazy tonight.
It's all this controversy.
It's a good topic. So have we answered this woman's question sufficiently, do you think?
I don't remember what
I mean, we've given her some pointers, certainly.
I think.
And combined with the earlier caller, I think, she probably has enough to keep her man happy.
Probably the thing, too, that some women, I mean, maybe you don't know, is it actually kind of helpful to use the hand kind of as an extension of your mouth, this little extra tunnel.
Yeah.
And that's actually, you can be quite creative with that because you can, you know, apply
lots
pressure.
Lots of slobber, lots of...
And also if you're, like, tiring out in the mouth area, you know, go down there with your hand and... You know, keep the motion.
The variation
going.
Of the talk to the hand thing that you always see in Jerry Springer. We got a phone call. Hello, is the caller on the air?
Yeah, this is another caller.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for calling in.
I have a question. It doesn't have to do necessarily exactly with what you're talking about, but it's something that I never quite understood when somebody made this comment to me, and I was a little embarrassed to ask.
Hmm. Well, this is the place to be because we have no shame.
Okay. So I was in Brazil, and I was hanging out with all these gay guys.
Ooh, spicy.
Yeah, one of them was totally fine. Mm. And he had spent 2 years in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And when he referred to that time period, he said that he always had to give. He never got.
Interesting.
And I didn't understand if that was like an American guy thing, always yes, always wants to be the bottom, or what was the deal with that?
That's a fascinating question.
Is that a ethnicity thing, a country thing?
I think it's really independent. Like, it's just all personality based. Like,
it might depend on your longitude, though. I think even.
But I mean, New York City is not like, you know, some Midwest.
But did he enjoy being the taker all the time, or?
The giver.
The giver, rather?
Well, I mean, I assume. But, I mean, it almost sounded like he was like, there wasn't any other, I didn't really have a choice kind of thing. You know?
Well, at least you're that desperate. sorry. I don't know. Like, I guess it's all, some people are just the dominant personality type. And when they look for a guy, they look for a submissive guy that they can dominate. And, you know, that's just how it works out.
Huh.
So the thing I wanted to add to that is, I think people who are sort of strictly heterosexual in their kind of thinking think, you know, clearly the man gets all of his enjoyment from penetration. And I think what some people don't realize is that receptive anal intercourse is, for me at least, unbelievably pleasurable. I mean, it's just fantastic. My best orgasms come from that.
Are you talking
me
about
and
oral sex or?
Oh, are we talking about oral sex or anal sex? We must be talking about anal sex, aren't we?
I thought he was talking about anal, but.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry, I was.
You're getting a spanking later.
Ooh, baby.
So I've heard people say, and I don't have any hard figures, but the joke among my friends is that, like, you know, it's like 7 out of 10 men are bottoms. I mean, they really, lots of men prefer to be bottoms.
Is that just because it's sort of personality rather just?
But I don't actually buy the whole kind of like dominant men like to dominate and submissive men like to be submissive. I mean, I think there's also this kind of pleasure aspect to it too. And I think in a lot of ways, you know, being the top. I mean, you know, being the top is pleasurable, but it's actually, I don't know.
Kind of work.
So let me ask a question that maybe Chris was alluding to earlier. So this guy, this Brazilian friend of hers, was he like a particularly big guy? Was he perhaps muscular? I ask because maybe, as Chris said, like the guys that he was hooking up with or that were hooking up with him saw him as like, you know, the big dominant, like, Southern Brazilian daddy figure, right? Like,
yeah, he wasn't. No, he was just kind of. He was like athletic and, you know, dark hair and tan skin. And
can you mail us pictures of
your
this
like
naked
perfect
husband?
Brazilian pretty boy?
You're
I don't
kidding
know.
Me. So the other thing I was going to add to
is he actually looked sort of like somewhere between Italian and.
Oh no! Who's planning a trip?
Yeah, like who out there is not stroking at this point? The other thing I was going to say is that I mean I'm not really an authority on this, but I've heard my Latin friends tell me that it's sort of okay, at least in some kind of Spanish-speaking or Latin countries or whatever, to
Portuguese,
Brazil. Did they speak Portuguese?
Yeah, they speak Portuguese.
I went to an American high school. But at least among some of these cultures, you know, it's kind of okay to fool around with guys as long as you are the the top, right? It's not really gay if you're the one doing.
Oh yeah. Well, these guys are pretty out.
Not like that theory.
anyway,
that's quite a conundrum. I don't think we've been able to satisfactorily answer your question.
Yeah, it's just something I thought maybe I just didn't understand because it was a cultural thing.
As the
but two cultures, both, you know, Latin and gay, that I didn't quite.
As a potential scientist, or at least as a potential heckler of scientists, the question I must ask was, how big was his sample size? Like, did he have sex with 5 men in New York, or is it more like 50? Because if it was 5, then one can say, oh maybe just...
He's definitely pretty promiscuous.
Wow. Mm.
The New York... Oh, yeah. That's interesting. I mean...
Maybe since New York is so stressful, these guys just want to like kick back, relax, and get the boots knocked rather than do all the work, right?
Yeah.
Taking advantage of those.
Maybe he was going out with, you know, CEOs and managers and they just wanted to be dominated.
Sounds like an escort service to me.
But, I mean, you know, when I've back in my carousing days, I mean, the story doesn't make any sense. But I was going to say, whenever I would sort of start having sex with somebody who's new, I mean, there is some amount of, like, tentative, where you sort of figure out sort of who wants to do what and sort of take turns and so on. I would actually find it surprising that, like, you know, a sexy gay man would show up in New York and the guy would say, I mean, like, was he, like, tricked into always being the top? Was he like, I'm sorry, it's, you know, this is
no,
New York and
he,
this is our
the way. The way he explained it, we were, like, having some kind of conversation about America or something, and I said, oh, you were in New York because that's where I was living at the time. And
You sound very sexy, by the way. I like your radio.
Yes, I agree. I have to agree.
Well, see me now. No, the way he was kind of referring to the experience was, you know, almost like, you know, of course he dated a lot and that was fun, but it was almost like a strange thing for him.
Mm-hmm.
Always in America, I was always on top. Kind of this observation drag kind of thing. But, you know, whatever.
Maybe he was very good and word got around. I don't know. It's a small town, New York, right?
Look, you've stumped the panel. What can I say? We're going to send you a $50 gift certificate to
the Outer Skin.
All right.
But thank you so much for calling in.
Okay.
Sorry we couldn't be more helpful.
No, it's all right.
Fantastic.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Do we know her? She
yes.
Is either someone we know or she's...
She's been on the show before.
Very, very hot.
She's been on... I'd say yes to both.
That's not an either or.
She's been on the show before. She was here talking about sex and art. This was a few months ago.
Interesting. Interesting.
So it looks like we're almost out of time here, DJ Sextastic.
Wow. You didn't get to those questions.
No, we have a lot more questions, actually, too. So maybe for another time.
Your sex is all about... Oh, go ahead.
All your sexes belong to us. No, we had some questions for definitions. One of our listeners is confused by some of the terms we use. So maybe as, like, for an end of the show, we can mention these terms, right? And then people can think about them.
Look them up on the internet.
Look them up on the internet or email us. Ask us. Well, see, that takes all the fun out of it if they look it up on the internet.
Okay, so give them a couple.
How about try them out?
Okay,
find out what they are and then try them out.
This particular listener would like to know what some of the following terms mean. A dirty Sanchez. A boobzooka. A buffet-style bukkake. He says, I'm assuming it's a he, maybe it's a she, knows what regular bukkake is, but what buffet-style bukkake is mystifies him. What a Mexican face hat is, and what being held in escrow means.
In escrow?
Escrow. Or at least that was spelled that way in the email, so maybe it was misspelled.
Escrow?
Maybe it means being held in escrow. I don't know.
Here's another two just to add to your list.
Yeah?
The Bismarck.
The Bismarck.
And the snowplow.
Whoa. Are these... Well, I'll ask you later.
Okay, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
my personal favorite is sticking it to the Kaiser.
Shrimping is another one of my favorites. Not making this one up.
Shrimping?
Denying your boyfriend fellatio?
Yes.
Yeah, check out that term.
Favorite sex act.
Julie, I'm picking on you on purpose, but...
You deserve it.
So don't feel humiliated. No guest leaves our show without being humiliated. Don't take it. I'm sorry. I apologize to our listeners. Julie's a fabulous woman.
But we have to tear you down to our level of despair.
We have to tear you down, in order to build you up. We're out of time. We're over time. WRCT Pittsburgh, that's what the station is. go to our website, sextalk.wrct.org, sextalk.wrct.org.
And we hope to hear from you next week about what a dirty Sanchez is.
Tune in next week, Tuesday at 11. Thank you, Chris and Julia, and the mysterious Neil.
Power of Christ compels you.
Good night. Is our producer, like, we on?
Oh, there we go.